What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's right. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll give you a Danan Hughes here on 96.5 The Fan, the former wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, and the color commentator for the Chiefs Radio Network with Mitch Holtis, who also joins us every Friday. So Danan will be on here in about 10 or so minutes. Before we get into Danan Hughes, the Chiefs need some help. Specifically, Patrick Mahomes. Right? Like, some people might be like, well, Mahomes hasn't had the greatest year. He's missed throws. For sure. 100%. He missed Thornton last week. That's fine. Redeemed himself about 75 seconds later and hit Thornton again over the middle. But not all of that is on Patrick Mahomes. A lot of that is guys aren't getting open. Patrick Mahomes has had to run. He's now been the...
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Leading rusher for the Chiefs in the last three games they played, Super Bowl, first two games of the season. That's not great. That is somebody that's not seeing people get open, whether that is Juju, whether that is Hollywood Brown, whether that is Travis Kelce, whether that is Tyquan Thornton, whoever it may be. And a big part of that is because Rashee Rice is suspended and Xavier Worthy is hurt. So full evaluation by week 10, we should kind of see like what this team should have been and what this team could be. But Chris Sims, who was on Sunday Night Football's pregame show, had this to say about Mahomes needing help.
It's been tough. It doesn't look great. You heard Devin McCourty. Mahomes is the leading rusher for the second week in a row. Yes, he's making mistakes too, but there's not a lot of help out here right now. You're going to see here, one, this is a little on him. He doesn't feel the blitz. It surprises him. It's not picked up. A big sack early on in the football game. Later on, this has been they can't control the line of scrimmage. Look at this. There's nowhere to go. They can't run the football. They haven't been able to. That's concerning. Here again, protection mistakes and then no separation from anybody downfield. Devin McCourty said it to start the show. There's nobody you're game planning or scared of on Kansas City right now, and Mahomes has too much on his plate.
We do one word every day at 7:30, but on that response right there from you guys, agree or disagree with Chris Sims?
I think there's some to agree with there. Yeah, there's no question about it. Yeah, he needs guys to have separation, but we're also like it. In my world where I live, you've seen a lot that has gone on in professional sports, collegiate sports and whatnot. And you start to look at like, you know, the players that are available and maybe we're asking guys to do things that they're just not capable of doing. Right. Like I understand we all want the days of 2018 to be back of this high flying offense. We do not have the players available to recreate what was going on in 2018. So instead of recreating what went on in 2018, let's try to find out what works best for the players on this team. Oh, that's right. Tyquan Thornton literally just got here the other day. Hollywood Brown has been gone and missing in action for basically a year because of his injuries right now. And so we don't really know what we have. The two, if you want to call them knowns, Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice, what have they really done in the NFL, right? We're upset because a guy by the name of Rashee Rice, who hasn't played in well over a year now, is suspended. And Xavier Worthy, who has 1 year under his belt, has been, you know, hurt and knocked out for the first couple of games of this season. So, you know, we're relying on those guys, but we're also maybe trying to have guys do things that they're not capable of doing. And that's where the coaching side comes in. And maybe we need to reevaluate what we're doing because the offensive line doesn't hold up long enough for Mahomes to get these deep routes. We're not really getting that separation deep, even though, I mean, Noah Gray was wide open on that pass that, you know, Patrick Mahomes missed him on. Tyquan Thornton was wide open a couple of times as well. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're not getting open. They're not getting open in the ways that Tyreek Hill and maybe Xavier Worthy would get open and utilize something that nobody could compete with, and that's that speed, and just, you know, blow by everybody. We don't have that guy right now on this roster, so maybe change things up a little bit. But when it's all said and done, guys, for me, it's still like there's something about that offensive line that just doesn't work for me. We love Creed. We love Trey. There's a lot of pressure up the middle, man. There really is a lot of pressure up the middle. And I'm watching a rookie become the best offensive lineman by far on this line. And I just see a lot of pressure up the middle. I think those guys in the middle, especially Kingsley and Creed and Trey, obviously, they need to step it up a notch, man. They really do. I don't like the pressure coming up the middle. It just doesn't give this team an opportunity to get much done.
I think that you have that pressure as well, excuse me, because you have the highest paid center and the highest paid guard.
Yeah.
And like, that's kind of what comes with the contract is like, now you should, you know, live
you should
up
be
to
perfect,
it.
Right? You know, like you're not going to be, but you should be.
Yeah.
And I think that is something that can get better. I mean, we saw Josh Simmons' Pro Football Focus is great against the Eagles. 87.8 pass blocking grade, 36 pass blocking snaps, zero pressures allowed for your left tackle. That is something.
And a huge tackle.
And I think,
touchdown saving, right. Baby.
And I think 18.7 miles per hour is what he ran or something like that.
I mean, insane. Maybe he should go deep.
It's crazy. Get him in the backfield. Illegal. Hand it off.
Yeah. What is it? Illegal receiver downfield, 5-yard penalty every time.
Report eligible every time. Number 71 is eligible. There he goes down the field. Use that speed that you tackled that dude with.
Yeah.
Go down the field. We'll hit you over the top.
You've got Jalen Moore. He right. Can be the other lineman. Come on.
And I think one of you guys put in there, like, what's bad now that will get better with this team throughout time?
Yep.
And I think the two that stick out to me is the coaching and game plan. And I think the other thing that gets better over time is the receivers. I think those are the two on the list that I see the most that can get much better, right? Like, we know Andy and Spags are going to get in the lab and they're going to try to, because Spags last week.
Spags was great last week. Defense was phenomenal.
Well, he just blitzed.
Yeah.
It was just every single, it was what, 19 blitzes on defense in that game against Jalen Hurts. And
that's also like your safety being your leading tackler. You don't necessarily like that, but if the game calls for it and you've got to do it, then you do it, you know?
And you do that, well, Spags will do that against quarterbacks that tend to be mobile. Lamar Jackson will do, they'll guarantee you that game plan on defense you saw against Philadelphia will be similar to the game plan you saw against Baltimore. Make Lamar Jackson go outside and try to make a play quickly and have to, you know, right away make some sort of decision. Take Derrick Henry away. If you blitz, you better tackle. Saquon Barkley, again, had, what, close to 90 yards rushing throughout the entire game, but never really had one of those big runs where you're like, oh, damn it, there
goes
Saquon.
That was like a death by, you know, 10,000, you know, knives or whatever they like to say, you know?
So, and I think the coaching gets better, and I think the receivers get better because, obviously, help is on the way with Xavier Worthy coming back and Rashee Rice coming back. Xavier Worthy obviously will be back before Rashee Rice. We think he'll be able to play this week, which, by the way, you play in New York. Mitch Holtis let us know about 40 minutes ago on Twitter that he's never won in the road in New York against the Giants. They've never beaten the Giants at home.
Well, they've had like three games.
That's what I said, yeah. They probably played at New York Giants Stadium probably, what, six times since they've, you know, been able to play these teams because I mean, you play them every other 8 years. One time it's here, then the next 4 years you go again, or 3 years, 6 years, you play him there once every 6 years.
I remember three games against the Giants at the Meadowlands.
So, again, I think coaching gets better. I think the receivers will get better.
Yeah.
I don't know about the running backs unless you get help.
Well, the running back situation, and again, I don't want to, you know, excite everybody before 7:45 because I do have a theory on Isaiah Pacheco that I want to get to, but you do have Clyde Edwards-Helaire on this roster, and I know how people feel about him, but he still has speed, right? He's still a guy that can kind of, you know, get outside, make plays, got some speed. I wouldn't hesitate to kind of work him in this week and see where he is, you know, and see
vision.
What he can do.
I just need someone who can find the gap.
Yeah.
Right, find a crease, get through it.
Isaiah Pacheco doesn't have
that. No, he's not. He's not. He's looking at the ground. He's running. Like, yeah, I know how you run angry. The grass is so mad at you. Yes, it's awesome. All the puns and the analogies are great, but you're running to the back of guys' jerseys, dude. It's just what he does.
And you're not going where you're supposed to be going either. And there's a reason for that, but go ahead, Mac.
No, it's fine. I just said, I listed five things that you were saying, what else is bad that'll get better. And I think you mentioned it, receivers, Dusty, and the coaching and the offensive line. I listed as one of those five things.
Yeah.
I think the offensive line will get better. I know I agree with you. The interior's got issues, but these are new guys. We know Josh Simmons is doing his part, but they're getting used to Kingsley being right there next to the left of him, and they've got help in Jalen Moore. I just have a feeling by week 8, week 9, we're going to be sitting here going, okay, this is what we pictured.
Do you think we'll see Jalen Moore at left guard before we see him at right tackle? Because I do.
Because
Juwan Taylor got the what's what read to him this week, right? Did you hear his name called until the end? He had a holding penalty. At that point in time, it didn't matter.
It was irrelevant. Yeah.
How good was he?
No false starts.
How good was he?
He was good.
He's a good football player.
Yes,
he's a really good football player. And he finally got the Riot Act read to him. And I mean, you heard Matt talk about it over the. I mean, when the OC's out here, like, you better stay on. Like, what went on inside the locker room, right, for him? So he got the Riot Act read to him, and he was really good, except for that one holding penalty late in the game. That guy did not have a negative impact on that game.
We'll see. It's one game. A lot to prove from 74. Coming up on the other side, Danon Hughes joins us. Supposed to get into one word with Mac Morey here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
you hear him on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dinan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, 7:20 on a Tuesday means Dana Hughes gets junky and funky with you on 96.5 The Fan, and it is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and it's also brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We join now by Dana Hughes here, former Chiefs wide receiver, and you can hear him every single game as the color analyst with Mitch Holtis on the Chiefs Radio Network. Dana, I want to ask, 6-point favorites going to New York where the Chiefs have never beaten the Giants in their stadium. What say you about this game moving forward?
What's going on, fellas? I think the Chiefs haven't played their best football. They played two games. They lost both games by one score with opportunities to be 2-0 in games that, quite frankly, last year and probably the past 7 years, we would have won. We would have figured out ways to get out and escape with a victory. That does not mean that this is a bad football team. This is a team that's just not playing up to the potential. And the Giants, although they put up a lot of points against the Dallas Cowboys, I think we're a better football team than. I think many people think we're a better football team than. And obviously, those people that make all those big, bright, shiny, expensive buildings in Vegas think that we're a better football team than. So we just got to go out there and execute it. You know, it's going to be good to be back home for me up in Jersey. Iowa is playing Rutgers on Friday, so I'll get a chance to see that.
Cool.
My high school is playing Friday. Shout out to Bayonne High School. So I'll get to see that. And then hopefully celebrate the first victory of the season without Chiefs on Sunday against the Giants. So it's going to be a fun-filled weekend, but it's time.
Yeah.
It's time to get over the hump.
It is. And I was listening to WFAN yesterday, and Boomer Esiason was talking about, you know, the Giant game, and he's like, oh, wow, they look good on offense. And he goes, yeah, but they're playing the Chiefs this week. And we know that's a legit defense. Dallas isn't a legit defense. And so even in New York, they were kind of talking about what the Giants did on Sunday as, you know, eyewash, basically. And, you know, the Chiefs have an opportunity here with the way that they played on Sunday from a defensive standpoint. If you could limit Jalen Hurts and that Eagles offense to essentially nothing, and then you have an opportunity to go out there and really do some damage to the Giants from a defensive standpoint.
Yeah, but I think the one caveat is that Russell Wilson has played decently to well against the Chiefs in the past, even when he was, in that craziness with the Denver Broncos. He actually put them in positions to win games against us. And he likes to throw the deep ball, unlike what we saw from Jalen, where he just was, you know, not pulling the trigger. Russell, his biggest asset is his ability to throw the deep ball and challenge corners down the field with his talented receivers, especially Malik, Neighbor. So, mm-hmm. I just feel like this can be a tough game. Obviously, it's a great game for them because they're 0-2, and they are playing on their home field against the great Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm sure the rhetoric around that organization will be, this is our opportunity to show the world. This is our opportunity to show that we're not as bad as our start, and maybe this is the opportunity for us to get over the hump from their perspective and get some positive going. So, I mean, there's a lot to be said about this matchup. You never overlook another team. I don't care how much you are favored. You never overlook another team. And on any given Sunday, anything can happen. And we just have to stay focused about what we do. This is a game, and this is one of the coolest things about this Chiefs organization during this stretch of success. Every week, it always seems like we just got to do what we do. And this is a perfect example of that. Going to the Giants, we can't make it about the Giants. We have to make it about us. We have to make it about 100% effort. As I mentioned with you guys last week, I do Big Play Danan and Danan's Data on KSHB each week. And my big play, actually, it's usually just one play. But this week, spoiler alert, it's going to be two plays. And it's going to be the Omar Norman Lott hit on Jalen Hurts.
Beautiful.
And it's going to be the Josh Simmons chase down and the effort from there. And mainly, are those two of the biggest plays of the game this last week? No. But those are the epitome of what efforts need to be displayed on the field for us to get back into our winning ways. And it's fitting that I'm going to be talking about rookies doing it, because some of the efforts of the veterans need to take a page out of the book of these guys, because that's what's necessary. And I feel like even though they go through their normal routine on Monday, watch film as a team, then break out into meetings and watch film individually with each position, those are the things that I would highlight from the game against the Eagles, is the effort plays. And then I would make sure that everybody is accountable to each other, the superstars all the way down to the rookies, accountable about your effort and your energy that you bring to the field. And I think that's one of the main ways we'll get things turned around.
So, Dana, I want to ask you a question about both units, one on the offense first, then the defense. On the offense, I know there's a long laundry list of things that you could find wrong on this team because you're 0-2. There's just, you know, there's more bad than there is good. I would assume that we can all agree to that. What is one thing on the offense you think that will get better throughout time with this team?
One thing I hope to get better. Well, let me spotlight one thing and put one narrative to bed, hopefully. When Patrick Mahomes runs the ball, it is not indicative of pass protection breakdown all the time. He had 7 rushes in this game. He led the team in rushing again. I want to make sure, and I did this during the broadcast with Mitch and Josh, actually during the game. I pointed out, here's a run by Patrick. Great run. It is not the offensive line's fault that he ran this time. He just opted to take a vacancy and tuck the ball and run. And we have to make sure with all the you know, with the history, especially last year, of the offensive line breakdown, sometimes we got to give them more love at times when they're not at fault. He was rushing. I'd say of the 7 rushes that he had, he got sacked twice. I get that. One of those times was in a time where it was obviously a passing situation towards the end of the game. So, yeah, the defense, you tip your cap to them when they know 100% that you're going to throw the ball, they can get after you. The other ones, I'd say of his 7 main rushes, 5 of them were not the offensive line's fault. They were just a product of Patrick improvising. And I think that's a great thing. So we got to make sure that we're spotlighting that, so we can protect the offensive line. Not that they need protection, but just protect the narrative that they're not pass protecting as well. Now, as far as your question about getting better on offense, take some shots downfield. I think Patrick, he'll tell you, he can be more accurate with deep balls and giving wide receivers chances down the field and playing on time. When he plants his back foot, I want to see more of plant the back foot, ball gets delivered. He had a little bit more pepper on it when he threw the pass to Travis. Travis should catch that, catches that ball 99 out of 100 times. It bounced into the hands of the defense. But those timing passes is what's necessary for this offense to move forward. It doesn't always have to be about Patrick moving around in the pocket, buying time, making magic, making guys miss, and then finding somebody open down the field. You got to move on time.
Does it bother you that Travis was so heated on the sidelines the other day, or is that just football? Like, take me from a player's perspective down there.
It doesn't bother me at all. 100%, it is not an issue. You did not see him jump in the face of a coach. You did not see him push anybody. You did not see anybody tussling on the sideline, getting broken up. That is just a product of football. When you have the passion, and you know your blood, sweat, and tears, and you're putting your body on the line, and you know the work. Just because I'm yelling towards my team doesn't mean I'm disrespecting my team. It doesn't mean I'm saying that they're not giving 100% effort. You're just saying, hey, we got to do better. Mm-hmm. And in the heat of the moment, it comes out in yelling and screaming. And I don't think anybody ever takes it for granted. Now, I will say this, if you are screaming and yelling, and then we go into film, and then we see lack of efforts, then that can be a fracture. Not saying a major fracture, but that can also be an eye-opening experience, because for me as a player in that locker room, If I'm one of the guys that was yelling on the sideline, and then the eye in the sky that doesn't lie shows that I didn't give 100%, then I'm accountable to myself. So next week, I'm going to give 100% because I don't want to be spotlighted as a guy that keeps yelling but not giving 100% on the field. So it can work both ways, but I think they're both positives.
Dana, when you look at the defensive side of this football team, what do you think gets better with the defensive unit?
Well, I hope that we can get better with pressure and disruption with just four guys. I loved the way our defense came out. And it was like the first rounds of Hagler-Hearns, where we came out from the onset. We were like, you're going to play at our pace defensively. And we rushed the quarterback. I think the first three snaps or four snaps, it was four different defensive backs that put pressure in the backfield, either stopping the run or pressure in the face of Jalen Hurts. Shamari Connor came on one. You had Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson, which I think was his first in two games, his first few times of actually blitzing from the cornerback position. And then you had Jaden Hicks as well. I don't want to say the only defensive back that did not have any action in the backfield was Brian Cook, and that's because he's the deep safety. So I like that we put our foot on the gas pedal from the onset, and we set the tone for the game defensively. But I'd like to also see that tone be set where it's not all about the blitz, that we don't expose our defensive backs to potential big plays down the field or pass interferences or anything like that, because we're sending the house at the quarterback. So I would like to see that. I think every really good defense, although they have the ability to blitz at any time and put pressure on quarterbacks, the really good defenses over the history of the NFL have always been able to just rush the quarterback and have some success with four guys.
All right, Dayton, before we let you get out of here, the tush push became a topic of discussion, and it will be continually to be a topic of discussion because now we have the video evidence that they're offsides and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Should the refs just throw a false start penalty on every play that they do the tush push now?
I think if it's clear cut, I watched the Chargers run it last night with their backs against the goal line against the Raiders, and there wasn't any false start, and they got a push. At least I didn't see that. From the Eagles' standpoint, they seem to have made it abundantly clear that that's what they do. They're going to move early, and what they're doing is the ball is pulled behind the center. So if you move early on the sides, both sides, if the both guards move early, then it is nearly impossible for the officials to see if the ball has been moved. But they have done it every single time. So there has to be an adjustment on where the center is snapping the ball, where his helmet is, so you can actually see the ball. I think any play that you can't officiate correctly, and the opposing team, in this sense, the defense, can't do what the offense does, if the offense can push people forward and the defense can't, that's 0-for-2, and that play should be stricken from any game plan, and the rules especially. But if you can't officiate it and you can get a running start, like, what are we supposed to do here? So I think it was the death of the tush push just because of the media and the visuals, and we probably won't see it in years to come.
Well, Danny, we appreciate it. Have fun being back in your homeland this weekend. Let's get a win against those Giants.
Bring me some bagels.
Hey-o, forget about it. I'll be back.
Okay, we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right.
That is Dayton Hughes, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. Also brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Oh, Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Let's do it. One word. Tyreek Hill back as a Chief. That story is now resurfaced. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk yesterday, said they have interest, the Chiefs that is, in trading for Tyreek Hill. One word.
Florio is the word that I'm going to use. When he says something we like, we believe it's fact. When he says something we don't like, we believe it's fiction. So I'm just going to throw Florio out there as my one word. I will say this. When I ask people about Tyreek Hill, it's crickets. Take what you want from that.
It says a lot.
I will say that it is, continued. It's obvious the Chiefs don't have a good room of receivers right now, but the thing that is hidden is that one of their receivers is coming back, who is essentially going to be the same role that Tyreek Hill would be here, right, Worthy? Mm-hmm. And then you have Rashee Rice, who's not hurt. He's just facing a suspension. So right. It's, I don't know, maybe still continued talk. I mean, it's going to be there. It's a homecoming. There's ties. He's not happy. The Chiefs aren't productive right now. So, yeah, just keep continuing to build that, and continued would be my one word with it.
It's funny you bring that up, because I talked to a buddy of mine yesterday who's a scout for a team in baseball, and we were talking about, he's a big Chiefs fan, and we were talking about Rashee Rice coming back. He goes, and this is, again, his perspective is he's been in baseball for 50 years, and so it's a good perspective to see. He goes, are we sure Rashee Rice is going to be as good coming back? Like, we don't know. The guy hasn't played. He's coming back from an injury and a suspension, and we're doing a lot of relying on a guy that we haven't seen since, what, week 3 of last year. There is a question about that.
Yeah, but it can't get any worse.
No, well.
He's going to look great. He's going to be amazing. A lot of news concerning Tom Brady. Let's start with the fun stuff. Fantasy football tournament. He's coming out of retirement for this tournament. He's going to join Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, CeeDee Lamb, Max Crosby, Gronkowski, Sauce Gardner, Myles Garrett, and others for the Fanatics Flag Football Classic.
That's what I thought you said flag. You said fantasy. I was like, eh, but flag.
Yeah, flag. Sorry. Yeah. For the Flag Football Classic, it'll take place in Saudi Arabia in March of 2026.
So we're against it, right? Because is this live money? You know, again.
Seems like it.
I love it. I love it is the one word that I'll use. I just like seeing athletes in kind of a different element. Yes, it's football, but it's flag football. It's fun. You get to see the personalities. And I don't know. I just like watching athletes do things that I can't do. So I think it's going to be great.
Fun. I mean, Fanatics always put something on. So now in the football world, there'll be something from this game, like a piece of a flag on a card and signed a 1-1 auto.
Oh, that's right, too. Right. Yeah.
There's layers here to this. Yeah. So McCaffrey, maybe like a piece of his cleat and then a signed autograph card that you have a chance for, because when Judge was, what, past Gehrig with the fourth home run, there's now a 1-of-1 auto of Judge. It's like 364 Aaron Judge auto, 1-of-1 New York card, and like a piece of his glove or something on it. So, yeah, there's always
ways. Did
they
do a card when he passed Yogi first? Because he passed Yogi, then he passed DiMaggio. Like,
DiMaggio is who he passed.
Did they do a separate card for each? Because that would be kind of cool. Imagine if you got both of those, like 1-of-1 cards where he passes Yogi and then passes DiMaggio. That would be a really cool collection.
Going on a paid free vacation, you get both those
cards. Oh, my God. Sell it right away.
100%.
It'll be Sean Payton, Kyle Shanahan, and forgetting the last coach. There's three coaches for those three teams.
Well, probably Mike McDaniel, right?
Yeah, probably. He'll be looking for a job by then. More news with Brady. This took over the internet last night when they found out that he was in the booth for the Raiders game. He's getting to get intel on these teams for his Fox color commentary job, and then getting to use that intel the next week for Chip Kelly and their offensive meetings for the Las Vegas Raiders. One word.
However you spell that, I feel like
H-A-H-H-H-H-H-H-H.
Yeah, is it that, like, because the sigh is my word for that, because I think people are just looking for something here, right? And if it makes people mad, I understand that. I do. I get that. But also, we're talking about the NFL, guys. It's not about doing what's fair. It's about making basically every team 8-8, 9-7, where everybody's in it. Everybody's got a chance to win. Everybody's got something. The storylines are so huge in the NFL. What's the storyline coming out of that game? Like Seinfeld, what's the storyline coming out of that game last night? It was a 20-9 game, right? Like, so they made Tom Brady the story. It's the storyline. I would imagine if coaches didn't feel comfortable with this, they would probably say something about it. But you don't hear that from the coaches, you know? So I just think we're creating something that's bigger than it needs to be.
Yeah, I think my one word would be unfair. Let's go ahead and have Clark Hunt in those meetings as well, since, you know, part owners can be in those meetings too. So, you know, you're in the booth, you're getting intel, you're, you know, texting these guys, hey, by the way, Chip, here's what they're working on in Washington. Oh, by the way, the Raiders play those Washington Commanders in week 4. And he's on the call in week 3, which is interesting because Jaden Daniels won't be in that game. So
yeah.
Either way you want to look at it, there's, I don't know. It just seems a little weird. I would say is my one word. So.
Yeah, that's a fair word. It is weird. I mean, there's just no other way to kind of describe it. It is a weird thing that is going on. But again, as we know with the NFL, they want to sell storylines, man. It's not about whether or not we think it's the right thing. If we were doing what was right, we'd flag the tush push every play.
The Royals are not underdogs in this game coming up on Sunday. They are 6-point favorites, but there is somebody that needs to start running a little bit better because he is an underdog in this city right now. That is Isaiah Pacheco. We talk about him on the other side. Plus, we go from the best or the worst in the NFL here. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Bob, you have a theory about Isaiah Pacheco you want to let people know about?
I do, but first, man, Roy Hobbs passed away today at the age of 89. You know who that is, Mac?
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford, you know who he is? I told you you wouldn't.
I figured you would.
We had a bet.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Robert Redford passing away. All the President's Men, which is a movie you probably should watch if you're in journalism and you've never watched it, about the Watergate scandal. And, you know, I was using that analogy a couple of months ago when I was, you know, doing some stuff with the stadium stuff and I was meeting people in parking lots to have conversations about this. I'm like, damn, it's like All the President's Men all over again, right? But great movie. Robert Redford, really good actor, good director as well. Obviously, for sports fans, you know him from The Natural. Played Roy Hobbs, one of his great roles. And you know, I think if you're a sports fan, probably say his best role, right?
Did you know lightning struck the tree and that's how they made his bat?
Yes.
Yeah. That's just my inner Jay Binkley. You know, that's why they called him The Natural, because he was naturally good.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah. So your theory on Isaiah Pacheco.
I got a theory on Isaiah Pacheco, and I'm going to put it out there, and I think this is good.
Najee Harris has better eyes at running than Isaiah Pacheco?
Yeah, right. Well, anybody does at this point in time, but I don't think it's about the eyes. I think it's about the injury, and I was thinking about that when I was – somebody put out this video of, you know, Isaiah Pacheco not following Creed Humphrey, which would have been – you know, 1,000 yards he would have gained on one play followed Creed Humphrey, right? And it was like a run up the middle in between the tackle run, and he bounced it outside. And I'm looking at that play, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, why did he do that? Because this was a guy who a year ago would take that ball and just you know, blast through the line of scrimmage, right? That was kind of his calling card. That's what kind of led Josh and I to say 2 or 3 years ago, no chance this guy gets another contract in the NFL. Look how hard he's running. And we wanted to tell him all the time, stop running so hard. You know, take it easy. It's okay. You're going to burn yourself out. And then last year, we get to the Cincinnati game, and boom, snap goes the leg, right? Where did that run happen when the snap goes the leg? Where was that run?
The middle.
Up the middle, right? Up the middle. Hard, powering run up the middle. I don't think it's his eyes. I don't think it's his lack of ability. And I don't think it's the offensive line. I think it's trepidation. And when you're in the NFL or in any sport, and I've talked to a number of athletes about this over the years, and they all say the same thing. Coming back from an injury, the rehab, all that kind of stuff, and we can ask DJ about it. The second time he came back from the Achilles, he had Mike DeVito to work out with him, and it was something that really got him through because they were working on the same injury together, and they have both said if they didn't have each other, they don't know if they could have gotten through that injury situation, right? So here's Isaiah Pacheco, came back last season after breaking that leg running up the middle, but from a mental side of things, it doesn't look like it's clicked back for Isaiah Pacheco. Like, he is not ready to take that chance again. And I can't say that I blame him, because we've all been there, whether it's like you and I were talking in Break Dusty about diving off a diving board or riding your bike as a kid down a hill. Once you do something and experience that it's okay and you get comfortable doing that, then you go back to it. Problem is, in the NFL, it takes time as well, and you have to visually see yourself doing that and be ready to do that. And for me, I look at Isaiah Pacheco, not as a guy who's not healthy, not as a guy who's quote-unquote lost it, not as a guy who doesn't understand where he needs to go. I got a guy that I'm watching run right now with trepidation, who may be a little fearful of going up the middle again because the last time he did, that leg snapped, and he doesn't want to get back to that point in time. The rehab sucks. You're on an island by yourself. You're not able to do what you love. And so I kind of get it from that standpoint. However, comma, if that is the case and he can't get by this, then we have no room for you here, right? Like, we have to move on. That's the harshness, the harsh reality, if you will, of playing in the NFL. You may feel this way, and you may be right for feeling this way, but I need you to do this, and I need you to get past this. And if you can't get past this, then we have to move on. No knock against you, but we need to do what's best for this organization. And through 2 weeks, I'm looking at a guy that kind of running with a little trepidation right now. And he did at the end of last season, too. We just didn't know we were in a playoff race. It didn't matter. We went to the Super Bowl. But now you're starting to see that kind of stuff. And to me, it just looks like a guy who hasn't mentally gotten back to where he needs to be able to be that powerful runner again.
How much of that do you think is weight on the line that he's trying to continue his career in the NFL and get the contract?
Well, I mean, think there are injuries, factors in probably, right?
And then it just seems like there's, I don't know if this is true or not, but a team that's been predominantly great, right? Won their division 9 years in a row. They've been to 3 straight Super Bowls. How much of it is that they're realizing that they're not as good as they were and they feel like they still are, and that pressure is mounting and they're playing with added pressure, more so like Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, like, this is my last year. It should be perfect. It's not perfect. This is starting to add stress. I'm starting to get angry. Clearly on the sidelines, getting emotional with people constantly. So I wonder how much of that is also part of this whole thing.
Well, I think there's obviously some emotion and stress, obviously, of trying to get back. But there shouldn't be stress this year. This, as we've talked about, should be the American Pie season, right? You go out there and you just play and have fun.
Oh,
it's senior year, right? That's the way we've talked about this. They're playing like freshmen, right? They're playing like this is their first time at the rodeo. There is a little trepidation, I think, from everybody. Travis dropping a pass like that. They're playing with stress. Last year, I understood playing with stress, and they handled it brilliantly. They won 10 games, you know, in the last play of the game, basically. And they handled that stress brilliantly last year, going for a three-peat up until the final game, right? It was unbelievable. There's no pressure on this team this year. That's why it's weird to kind of watch in these first two games them kind of play with that pressure of the fear of losing versus, like Mike McDaniel talked about, go out and your football coach on Saturday, you talked about too, Butch Davis or whoever that guy is,
Josh
down there at Tennessee,
in Knoxville. Yep.
And you had said it, you know, the guy coached to lose, not to win, and
coach not to lose. Not to win. Yeah, exactly.
And I think some of these players right now, maybe they're playing a little bit not to lose instead of playing to win. And with Isaiah Pacheco though, for me, there may be some of that pressure, but ultimately it has to be about him getting that confidence back, feeling comfortable running through that line of scrimmage. And if he never gets there and he never gets to that point, then I don't have any use for Isaiah Pacheco anymore. I mean, that video I'm sure is going to be shown and already probably has shown to Isaiah Pacheco. Like, bro,
dude,
what are we doing here? This was your bread and butter. You got 52. Follow him. He was leading you to the promised land on that play. And he didn't see that, didn't take it, maybe didn't want to take that, right? Maybe he's just not quite ready to take that leap yet.
Maybe Nagy needs to call him out in the press conference.
Yeah, I mean, how much time do you give him to wait? Because I agree with you, maybe some of it could be trepidation. And because it looks like physically he does have his top speed back from last year. I don't think he was physically fully there last year after the injury. But this year, it seems like he's got his top speed, but he does not have any vision. Not like he ever had exceptional vision before, but we don't have a lot of time. Like, you've got to get this going. You've got to be able to run.
What are your options, though? That's the thing. And
calling teams. I'm calling every team.
And look, I guarantee you Brett's doing all that.
I assume so, yeah.
We're out here figuring things out. I'm not concerned about that in the least, right? And you know, people would say, well, why did you bring all these guys back? Well, you finished the season last year. You didn't know, potentially. And again, this is my theory. This is nothing that I've had conversations with anybody about. But it's my theory after watching that play. You missed a golden opportunity and you went, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go this way, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you look at the high dive and you kind of get up there. And you're like, I'll just take the low dive. I'll just do a cannonball and we'll call it good and whatnot. I think he needs to get truly that first, you know, blast up the middle, get hit, realize he's okay. And then it will happen. The problem is, how do we get him to do that? You know, how do we get him to blast up the middle like that and get hit and get taken down and be okay. Because once that happens, he's going to be fine.
Take some of the snaps away and give him to Breshard Smith.
Love it. Could do that too. Yeah. And again, we talk about it. I know nobody wants to hear this. You got CEH floating around on a practice squad out there right now.
I'm giving anyone a chance.
Yeah,
dude.
That's exactly right. I'm giving everybody a chance and an opportunity.
I'll
right
run
now.
Some routes.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, we see that. It's not routes, it's running. I mean, Mahomes is your leading rusher three games in a row.
Yeah, it's insane.
Hey, man, what did you make of Mahomes yesterday? Was that his best performance ever?
Best running performance ever, that's for sure. Coming up on the other side, Bob's Bonehead of the Week here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.